Hello everyone, I'm Liam, and welcome to another episode of Exploring the NQS, a bonus series from the Early Education Show exclusively for our Patreon supporters. So if you're listening to this, that means you're supporting the main show, which means I want to start with a big thank you. The main show will always be free, but those of you who choose to actually support us financially really, really help us out. So in Exploring the NQS, I take a look at one element of the National Quality Standard, one at a time, until we've covered all 40. My background is as an early childhood educator and teacher, centre director, and I currently oversee professional learning and development for Northside Community Service, a not-for-profit early education provider based in Canberra. This episode is going to be one of our overview episodes, so we've just wrapped up looking at each individual element of Quality Area 2, Children's Health and Safety. So this episode, we're going to be taking a bit of a step back and looking at it as an entire quality area. It's an opportunity to think about how all the standards and elements of Quality Area 2 work together and how you can think about approaching quality improvement in this area as a whole. So with the intro out of the way, let's start with the big picture. So this one, you know, on one level is really straightforward. So Quality Area 2, children's health and safety. This is about protecting children, keeping them safe, identifying risks, and making sure we're working really hard to ensure that children are the safest they can be when they're with us. It's the most complicated area from a regulatory perspective. So if you're looking at the connections between the elements in this standard and the standard as a whole, and the Education and Care Services national regulations and the national law, there are a huge amount of specific regulations and sections of the law that connect with Quality Area 2. And I think it's sometimes the source of some of the biggest frustration in the sector. So I think Quality Area 1 is probably our biggest practice areas of concern or areas of stress where we're sort of wondering what's the right kind of documentation, how much, all those kind of things. I think Quality Area 2 frustrates us from an operational perspective. And by that I mean there are a lot of complicated things we have to get right. You know, at a basic level, things like making sure we're doing checklists. We may think we're doing too many. We may think they're tricky and frustrating to get people to be doing them regularly. Risk assessments for everything. Emergency evacuations every 3 months. All those kind of things. But one of the things that's really important, that's why I like doing these overview episodes, is about taking a step back and thinking, you know, why is it this way and why are we doing things? And the first thing we want to think about is that, you know, children have a fundamental human right to be safe and healthy. It's right there in the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child. It's embedded in the national law and the national regulations. It's embedded in the Early Years Learning Framework, and it's embedded in the National Quality Standard. And we really need to think that although, you know, the approach to this can sometimes be frustrating and time-consuming and require a lot of, you know, quite specific, detailed work, it really has to. We have to take it seriously. Children have to be safe when they're with us at a fundamental level. That's one of our, you know, really our first and most important responsibility as children walk through the door, that, you know, that they're going to be leaving the centre as safe and healthy as when they arrived. And, you know, hopefully that we can contribute to their growing health and safety is really important. And when we think about the National Quality Standard. So the Quality Standard is obviously a little bit separate and parallel to the law and the regulations. The law and the regulations are really about the bare minimum. So that's about saying that, you know, if you want to operate a service, you have to be meeting these bare minimum requirements. The Quality Standard is really about that. You know, what's the level of quality of how this is being done? Is it meeting the community that you work with, their expectations and the needs of the particular children you work with? So the quality is really about lifting above that bare minimum and not just seeing it as frustrating red tape. We want to be doing it in ways that connect with our teaching practices and our education practices. And we want to be seeing it as an opportunity. It's not just something we kind of have to meet and get ticked off so we can do the other fun stuff. We want to be seeing it as a really powerful opportunity to support children's learning and meet our obligations to them. We have a really strong obligation to children to make sure that they're safe and healthy. So let's look at the National Quality Standards this quality area is divided into two standards, health and safety. At least it's nice and simple to remember. So let's look at, you know, health first. And we really want to be thinking about that health from a holistic perspective. We'll use that word quite a few times in this series, Exploring the NQS. We've used it a few times, particularly in Quality Area 2. So it's really what that's asking is about looking about the whole child. So not just, you know, that they're not falling over and breaking their arms, not just that they're eating good food. We're really talking about the health and well-being of the child as a whole. So Are they comfortable where they are? Do they have that? And there's some real strong connections here with the early years learning framework and My Time, My Place outcomes. We're really talking about, you know, that strong sense of well-being is so important to children's health. If children don't feel like they belong in a space, it's really hard for them to engage, and that can lead to stress and frustration, which has, you know, actual effects on children's health. So looking at it holistically is really, really important. So we want to be thinking then about, so what the National Quality Standard is asking us is, what are our approaches that we plan for and embed and actually enact that promote children's health in a way that is holistic? So we really want to be thinking about, you know, what does the research tell us about children's well-being and health? And this is updating and changing all the time. But we know that those learning outcomes are really important. Children's sense of belonging, their ability to communicate with each other, a sense of identity is a big part of health. Do children know about themselves? Do they feel like they have a place in where they are? Children who don't have a strong sense of identity can have poor health outcomes if they're making poor decisions, if they're engaging in behaviour that's challenging and difficult. Often comes down to that sense of identity. So we really want to be thinking about, what are the holistic approaches to children's health, not just thinking that children aren't sick is not the definition of health that we kind of think of now. We actually think that, you know, children are have strong well-being, have a sense of identity, are challenged and are able to learn and engage in a space in a way that's safe. So really thinking about, you know, health from that perspective. And then we want to think about safety. And the way I always approach safety, which is where a lot of the regulations particularly sit that I think we find the most frustrating, is that, you know, children can't learn if they're not safe. So we can't do quality area one if we haven't nailed quality area two. It kind of seems like it's a little bit separate from all the other work we do, but it's so important. Children can't learn if they don't feel safe. And we know this as adults. If we think about our workplaces, if we don't feel, you know, safe in our workplaces, we can't really do our work. We can't engage in that space. And it's exactly the same with children. So this is where we're approaching that responsibility to children, that, you know, at a basic level, children won't be harmed while they're with us. But then we also want to think, again, holistically about safety, which is where we bring in things like child protection, that we're working as hard as we can to ensure that children, as much as we can, are safe outside the service as well, which is why mandatory reporting obligations, if you have them in your state and territory, are so important. But it's why every state and territory has some form of child protection legislation. There's also, a big important part of this as well is about the balance between risk and safety, that we do want to have spaces where children can engage safely with risk and can take risks and can manage their own approach to their bodies and knowing what they're capable of. So it's not about, and I made a really big point about this in one of the elements of the National Quality Standard, you know, safety isn't about eliminating every single risk to children, and it's not about having a service where no child is ever injured, and sometimes maybe even seriously injured. That's just impossible. That's not the world. That's not the communities we live in. There will always be challenges, and there will always be issues with when you have, you know, human beings working with other human beings. That's just the way it is. So what this is about is making sure you have really good processes and systems in place to address risk before they happen, identify particular risks, and have a plan if things go wrong. So it's not about eliminating risk or eliminating any incidents with children. There will always be some of those. It's always about how we focus on them and what we choose to learn from them and what we embed to ensure that we're, you know, always growing and improving our approach to quality in terms of safety. All right, so one of the other ones with these overview episodes is I'm going to kind of give three things to focus on. So the areas have a lot of individual parts in them, and you can go back and listen to the individual elements, the episodes of Exploring the NQS to get some more specific guidance. But if we want to think about quality area two, children's health and safety as a whole, what are those three things we can think of? The first one, and I've kind of talked about this already, but it is really thinking about the holistic approaches to health. And talking particularly here about going out into the community to think about what are the broader issues that are happening for the children coming into your service. So you want to think about, you know, are there particular health risks or hazards that are unique to your centre and your community? Are there particular challenges being faced by the community that you want to engage with? Are there particular opportunities as well in your particular space? So do you have access to a lot of natural open space? That's a great way for children to have a great relationship with nature and build up their own health through a positive relationship with nature. If you don't have that, if you're in the middle of the city, you need to think really hard about, well, how can we approach this holistically? Are there ways we can ensure children children get access to those kind of spaces. You really want to be thinking about your local community and what your particular service can and cannot engage with, and if you can plug those gaps where possible. This is another one where I'd be, particularly in terms of health, we're thinking about things like physical activity and nutrition. You may have champions for this at your service, I find, but these particular things, you'll often have, you know, an educator who's particularly into, you know, maybe a particular type of sport or a particular type of physical activity that can be really easily shared with children. And often the same for nutrition. You may, if you're providing the meals at your service, you may have a cook, making sure they have a really good training and qualifications in nutrition, but also looking for other champions in your service who can do creative approaches to those kind of things and make them fun and exciting and engaging, both for children and for educators as well. So thinking beyond the service and identifying those champions are great things you can do for that holistic approach to health. With the approach to safety, the best advice I can give here is really just take a regulatory approach to it. The regulations are there because we know that humans are fallible and will sometimes get things wrong. So where we can sometimes fall victim to getting frustrated and stressed by the regulations and why do we have to do all these checklists and you know, sort of X, Y, Z, really flipping that around and going, you know what, I'm going to be positive about this because then I know I'm keeping children safe. We're doing everything we possibly can to ensure that, you know, a child is coming into the service with the expectation that they will be kept safe. And that's really the bare minimum we can offer our children. So with this one, this is a bit of boring homework, I'm afraid, but the advice I'd be giving here, the thing to focus on is read the regulations really carefully for Quality Area 2. There's a little bit of a sort of sneaky trick you can do for this, and some people may know about this, some not. Well, we use it all the time at Northside. There's a part of the Guide to the National Quality Framework called Attachment A and Attachment B. And what those two things do is they list the key areas that nominated supervisors and approved providers can be fined for, which doesn't sound like much fun. But the reason it's really good is it's over about 4 to 5 pages. It really lists the most important parts of the law and the regulations, just in sort of what, you know, one line, and you can sort of see them there in a couple of pages. So my advice to all nominated supervisors or anyone who's working with young children is, you know, that, you know, printing them out and having them really nearby means you can see what the most important things we have to get right are, because they're the things that a CEQA have deemed, if they're not being met, that we need to have a fine or other regulatory breach notification for. So that's really a CEQA telling us these are the ones you really need to get right. They're all important, but really make sure you get these ones right. So we should always be going directly to the source and listening to a CEQA. So find Attachment A and Attachment B of the Guide to the National Quality Framework. Have them with you. Go through them and make sure you have a really strong approach to all of those points. The last thing to focus on is child protection. I made a really big point of this when I tackled this element of Quality Area 2, but it's so critically important to what we do. And this is about our responsibility to children outside of our service, where we feel that children may be at harm or at risk of neglect or abuse. It's so important we get this right. You really need to make an effort to make it part of centre culture. However that works best for you and your service, it'll be probably a mixture of formal professional development, bringing someone in to train you and your team, but also just, you know, having it something where you talk about it regularly. It's not a taboo subject. We always want to be thinking, how can we improve this? The other thing to do is that, you know, the sector will be having to engage with these issues more, thanks to the Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Sexual Abuse. And one of the recommendations there was a national list of child safe standards that every organisation that works with young children will have to follow. So you can either kind of wait till that comes about and sort of have less time to get prepared and get organised, but my strong recommendation is go and find out about them now. They're in draft. They haven't been legislated yet, but they likely will in the next little while, as we sort of record this in March 2019. You can go and find them now. Go and read them now and think about, you know, are there things I can start thinking about in terms of my service? And the last thing we do with these overview episodes is have a look at the exceeding themes. So a CEQA has provided some guidance for each of the standards and quality areas about how services can reach exceeding. So just have a really quick chat about those. So there are three exceeding themes that services need to meet to be rated exceeding in a particular standard. The first is practices embedded in service operations. So this is really about having a culture of child protection and supporting well-being. And a culture means it's embedded. And I talked about this, and again, in one of the other elements of the quality area, suite of six elements, was the best way to know that you have a culture of strong approaches to this is if the director or the leader of the centre is, you know, gone for a week or 2 weeks, And it still continues. People aren't doing it because the director's on them and telling them to do it. They're doing it because they value it. So we want to be seen. And a great way to sort of really start embedding that culture is connecting well-being and health and safety and protection to learning. That children can't learn unless they are safe, unless they are protected. But also that you can talk to children about their own safety. Make it part of discussions with children. Pull it into the learning, particularly if you're older children. But you know, you can absolutely do that with toddlers as well, and find ways to engage children in discussions around safety. You know, from the youngest of children. The second theme is practices informed by critical reflection. You know, critical reflection on children's health and safety is important just to ensure that you're finding the specific things that you need to do for your service. So reflecting on your community, I would be particularly looking at this from like a social justice lens, which is really important. So what are the vulnerabilities or the challenges faced by particular children in your community? How can you identify and support those vulnerabilities? How can you ensure that children are getting the same opportunities as much as possible in your service? Looking at that from a social justice lens might create some really interesting challenges for you in your service. But you know, those are the kind of things that lead to exceeding ratings, where services really go beyond just sort of having a checklist approach to children's health and safety, but really thinking, what else can we do in this space? And then the last exceeding theme is practice is shaped by meaningful engagement with families and or the community. I've sort of linked that sense of engagement with the community throughout this whole thing, but you know, the fundamental point here is that children can't have true positive health and well-being unless they also have it at home as much as possible. So we want to think about how can we collaborate with families to ensure children are coming in and out of positive spaces. So when they're coming into our service and leaving our service, we know that we've worked with families to provide, you know, our best understanding of the research and what works for children around nutrition and physical activity and child protection. Now, that might be things like information nights. Multiple ways are really important here. Don't just send an email. Don't just have one information night. What are multiple ways you can engage families, having a brochure, connecting them with a local health centre, all those different kinds of things, really ensure that you're really embedding that engagement and interactions with families. All right, I was going to try and cut myself for 15 minutes with these overviews, and I've gone over with this one, but I'll just finish up with a really bit of quick reading, quick further reading that I recommend. I've already mentioned it, but the Guide to the National Quality Framework, that's always going to be my first recommendation for all these overview episodes, spoiler alert. Go directly to the source, read what ASIQ has written, read the guidance around all these particular things, because they will give you the perfect starting point for your journey. I'd also be looking at something like Feed Australia, which is a national government-funded program that can help early education services design menus and really approach nutrition in a really specific way, and look and find your local government depending on which state and territory you're in, and look at the work health and safety guidelines. There'll be particular advice you can find there that will ensure you're meeting your local state-based regulatory responsibilities, but also there'll be some specific guidance there, and you can maybe even get them to support you in particular ways. And that's it for another overview episode. We're now done with Quality Area 2. So we'll be starting with Quality Area 3, Physical Environment, next week. I really appreciate everyone who's been joining us on this journey through the exploration of the NQS. And until next week, it's goodbye from me.